Her name is Mara. Tucked away in a study room at the Falmouth Public Library, she asks me not to share her last name because she feels she'd be at risk, as if someone would come find her and take away what she has. She's not a U.S. citizen. Mara's a senior at Bridgewater State University. Stacked on the desk next to her is a pile of homework, including a very thick book of Shakespeare.
Classic literature I absolutely love. I try to stay with one author for a little while, and F. Scott Fitzgerald, that whole notion of the American dream.
In many ways, Mara is an ordinary 20-something college student. She's a thinker, as she puts it. She has a hint of a Massachusetts accent. And even though she doesn't sound it, Mara is Brazilian. She came to the U.S. with her mom when she was 10. She grew up here, but she grew up with a secret, that she was here in the U.S. illegally. She kept it to herself. She just went to school. She studied hard.
Sometimes I compare it to being mute. You can hear, and you know what someone is saying, but you can't say anything in return, not because you don't want to, because you want to.
Here in the library, on top of her stack of homework, is a list of math tutors. She's trying to find one for her brother.
I got a message. Hello, my name is Mara, and I'm calling regarding my brother. And I was wondering about the tutoring.
Since she was a little girl, Mara has taken care of things for her family. She kept the checkbook and paid the bills. And she's always been the one to help her little brother, Johannes, with his homework. Her mom doesn't speak English, and her brother doesn't really speak Portuguese.
And there are times when he says things, and she doesn't know what he said, and she has to wait until I either come home from work or I come home from school so I can let her know. It's very frustrating for my mom. It's kind of a basic thing that you would be able to communicate with your child.
Mara and her mom first came to the U.S. on a temporary visa back in 2000. But a few years later, it expired, and they stayed. And suddenly Mara, who felt American, was no longer allowed to be here. She's one of a generation of young immigrants brought here by their parents during their childhood, who've built their lives here. But Mara says she struggles with the demands of two disparate cultures, grappling with the question, where does she belong?
When you go home, you speak Portuguese, and you eat Brazilian food. And as soon as you step out the door, it's English. And so we're kind of like hybrids, being two different people almost simultaneously.
And then there's the underlying stress about her parents. They're here without papers, too.
That fear and anxiety of they're going to find out, and, you know, my whole family is going to be taken away from me, or I'm going to be forced to go back to a place I don't know. And you don't feel like, you know, there's anything that can protect you from that.
Mara kept her secret, and she worked hard, but she found that she couldn't study her way to citizenship, just like she couldn't get a driver's license and she couldn't go on a school trip to Spain. What she really wanted was to go to college, but most financial aid, scholarships, and in-state tuition require proof of legal residency, and she didn't have that.
All throughout my years in school, all my teachers always encouraged me to do well, and I did. Which is great. That's what teachers are supposed to do. And I thought, you know, obviously you can conquer the world. And I thought, and I grew up thinking that I could too.
When she graduated from Falmouth High School in 2008, when she couldn't stand it any longer, Mara wrote a letter to tell her friends what she'd kept secret for so long and why.
My path would be different and somehow skewed. Soon I learned that I was set apart as the pariah of this age, denied my humanity as an undocumented immigrant.
2 years ago, things changed for Mara. President Obama gave young unauthorized immigrants who were in the U.S. before their 16th birthday a chance at temporary immigration status and a promise to defer deportation. The program is called DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Mara applied right away. At 22, she received permission to work, a valid Social Security card, and her driver's license. With her new documents, Mara enrolled at Bridgewater State University and set out on the path to get her bachelor's degree. She's making her way in America, her home, she says, but she still feels tied to her Brazilian home in Falmouth and to her brother who was born here, who won't have the troubles she's had.
I always wonder about what's going to happen. I'm always guilty. If you're going to leave, then you have to go knowing that they're going to be okay. I don't know if I'll ever have that certainty.
What she does know is she's done the best with what she has. Her brother knows that too.
Do you remember when you wrote me this?
Huh? Yeah.
Do you want to read it?
Sure.
Hear it?
Dear Mara, you're a good sister. You always help me with my homework. And reading.
Every 2 years, Mara has to renew her DACA status, paying $465 each time. And she still doesn't feel entirely safe, even though she grew up here. Because in the back of her head is a little voice reminding her that while one president created DACA, which allows her to stay here, another president could come along and take it away. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Reynolds in Falmouth.